I'm giving you a lot, and you're showing your ungrateful nature. Here's what I got for you this weekend.
Ungrateful nature.
In Atlanta, Georgia, tomorrow afternoon in the SEC championship game. LSU is going to get exposed by the Georgia Bulldogs.
Don't tell that about my guy, Jaden Daniels. Come on now, really?
Stetson Bennett, that defense is going to be suffocating to LSU. The number's about 17. I got the Bulldogs up by 17 at halftime and blowing the Tigers and Brian Kelly out of the water.
Hey, if you guys could pick a college quarterback next year that could reasonably be on the Denver Broncos, who would it be?
A college quarterback that the Broncos could pick next year?
A 2023 draft.
Oh, gosh. I mean,
probably have to be a fourth, fifth round guy. Who do you think?
The quarterback fourth or fifth round guy.
I don't know, like somewhere that we have a draft pick, you know, that would be reasonable.
I'm taking Chad Powers.
Chad Powers. Did Stoke already leave?
Of course he did. I don't know, D-Mac. You know who I like that's going to be a mid-round quarterback? The quarterback at Fresno State, Jake Haener.
Who's that?
Well, that's what you say. Most quarterbacks are going to get picked in the fourth, fifth round, right?
Who is that? Of course.
But I've watched that kid play. He got a little bit banged up this year. He's playing in the Mountain West Championship game against Boise. I think they're going to upset Boise State because that kid's the best player on the field. So that'll be a name to watch. I don't know if this is his last year or not. But that would be that's a mid-round quarterback, whether it's this year or next year.
If you could get Hendon Hooker in the fourth round, would you do it?
Yeah, of course. Hendon Hooker, he's not going to last till the fourth round.
Oh, you don't think so?
No, even with the ACL, I still think he's not going to last till the fourth round.
Oh, you don't think so? Huh?
I don't think so, man. He showed enough where you can take a flyer on him in the third round. Maybe there's an outside shot, but it's at the quarterback position. The ACLs, guys come back from those more regularly than ever before. So I don't think he'll be there in the fourth round.
You liking how our Buffalo Bills are progressing?
Oh, that was a dominant performance last night.
Oh, wow.
I mean, Derek, defensively. Hey, I'll tell you who.
They had Mac Jones yelling.
They had Mac Jones. I'll tell you who changes this defense for Buffalo. Tremaine Edmonds, the linebacker who came back last night, he's a demon. And in the middle of that defense, the Bills have Ed Oliver, who is going to win them a playoff game. That dude is coming into his own. That's who they wanted when they took him out of Houston. It took a couple of years to get him up to speed. I watched that dude for the last month wreck some football games. He's a problem child.
Yeah, I like how they're progressing, too. It's like slow but steady. But, you know, you look around, like, how many teams have 9 wins? Couple. Not many, though.
Not many.
But there they are.
Yeah, and we'll see what happens with, the matchup to watch this weekend for seedings is the Miami Dolphins in San Francisco. That will be a big determining factor on what happens at the top of the AFC East between, you know, the Bills and the Miami Dolphins.
Well, what are the Patriots going to do? You think they stick with Mac Jones or not?
That's impossible to know, man. I think unless there's some sort of splash move to be made, like Brady returning, I think you keep going down the road with them. I mean, the kid threw for like 350 yards just 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, he's not the at the top of the list of problems. So
yeah, not a lot of great options, and that's the, you know, like we'll talk about this article, you know, about Hackett was here for Rodgers. It's like, oh really? What? You're kidding me, really? And you know, revisionist history is, dude, if you have a chance to grab that QB, you got to give it a shot, man. It's proven out. These guys just, you got to give it a shot. You got to give it a, so the Seahawks are going to be in an interesting predicament. All right, Zach, I'll let you go, bud. We got the Nuggets at Atlanta. Yeah, we concerned about the Hawks tonight?
Yeah, I am. I told this story on the Mile High Hoops podcast. You can find it at DenverFan.com, wherever you get your podcast. I was doing the podcast 4 or 5 years ago with Earl Boykins, who we started the pod with, and it was the year before the Hawks were so bad. They had like the second or third pick. They drafted Trae Young. They were so bad, D-Mac. They were like 3-15, and I remember Earl going, Zach, they're going to lose that game in Atlanta. And I'm like, no, Earl, they're not. The Hawks suck, he said. young basketball team, weekend game in Atlanta. They're going to lose. These NBA guys, they do it big in Atlanta. So even though the Hawks should not beat the Nuggets, there's that just factor of a bunch of young guys in, you know, one of the strip club capitals. So,
wow. Hello.
Yeah. They got Harden's jersey hanging in the rafters in one of those places, I'm pretty sure.
All right. Thank you, Zach. Have a great weekend.
He goes there for the 5-star restaurant.
Yeah, he goes there for the chicken wings. That's right.
That's right.
That's like Lou Williams said he went to the strip club because he got the lemon pepper wings. So, all right. You guys have a great weekend, man. Be good. Have fun. See you guys.
Hey, Drew, what were you hearing about Courtland Sutton? I mean, I'm looking at...
What happened?
I don't know here, but Drew threw me some Courtland Sutton info, but I'm not getting that anywhere else. What do you see about Courtland?
According to Adam Schefter, he's got an illness.
Schefter put that out there.
Change of season, man.
That's interesting, because...
That happens when it's 20 degrees, and then the next day it's 70.
Well, there's other types of illnesses, too.
Like what?
I don't know. You know, Troy does not have that. Kliss does not have that. Schefter, huh? You know, the...
They shun Kliss in there. He's not even allowed in there.
I guess. Penner and... yeah, right.
I'm just goofing.
Penner and... Greg Penner and his wife, Carrie, were watching practice today.
Oh, really?
Inside practice today. A little windy out there today. So we're putting the fellas inside.
So they were like, yeah, let's go into this big, expensive building.
Well, you might as well use it. You got it. You might as well use it. So that's interesting. Schefter's putting that out there.
Man, it was windy. It was really windy the whole night and all morning. So, you know, I don't know if you have those sensors on your door when you, like, for your alarm system when you open it. It goes ding, ding.
I do not. Is that
to, like, alert you when the door's open?
Were you getting ready for the military invasion when that was happening?
I'm always ready.
Always
ready.
Ding,
okay?
Ding. It's just like action.
I'm always ready.
Yeah, Rambo time. Let's go. Were you freaking out?
So, it's like 4 in the morning, right? And I hear ding, ding. I, like, jump up. Like,
you're ready.
Grab my gun, run downstairs.
It's time.
And there's nobody there. And I keep hearing ding, 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 ding. And I'm like, what is going on? And the wind's blowing and the house is shaking. And I'm, like, barely awake.
Get back, honey. I've got it under control. It appears to be the wind.
If he dies, he dies.
If he dies, he dies.
I did talk to a police officer that somebody stole a package off my doorstep one time.
Really?
Not long ago. And my wife was like, I need to talk to the cops about this.
So you got the camera? I even have that.
We have the Ring.
I have that. Yeah, I have Nest, but same thing.
Yeah. I use Nest for like the thermostat.
I have that too. Yeah. It's awesome. Yeah.
But anyways, the cop came and I was asking him like the rules on like when I can shoot somebody. And
good. What'd he say?
And he was like, unless your life is in danger... Don't shoot him.
Yeah, but maybe you really needed that pair of boots that came from Amazon. I mean, if it's on your porch, I don't know.
I just feel like if somebody steps on your property and tries to take something from you, you should be allowed to...
The end?
I mean...
End of days?
Like, I'm just saying, like, so you came to my property, you tried to steal something from me, and I can't even do anything about it?
The cop was a negatory.
He's like, can't do that, man. He's like, I was like, what if he comes into the house? He's like, no, your life has to be in danger.
Well, he comes into the house. I think that's a different set of circumstances.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, you know, he's just ripping off your, you know.
Well, there are stories about people breaking into houses and then, like, getting hurt on the break-in and then suing the homeowner.
All right, but if he's just stealing some of your Camo of the Month Club clothes, I mean, you know.
Camo of the Month?
Well, I don't know, whatever you order, you know.
Wait, was that, like, some kind of want? Like, I just have different camo coming every month. Look at this new pattern. Oh. Ducks will never see me in that.
All right, and on that note, look at Kissinger. Chicken finger shaved his beard off.
Looks like a baby. I thought there was a baby
in
there.
What is going on there, Kiss?
Wait till you hit a story in the break.
There's a story? Wait, there's a story? Well, I swear to God, man, it's been a minute since I've seen you without a beard.
Did you lose a bet?
Got a girl? No, of course not. Okay.
Wow.
Big story of the day is next.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Here's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolfe and D-Mac.
Dude, we are hearing some big time rumors about Deion Sanders being the coach at CU come this weekend. Like Sunday. Like the day after Jackson State dominates
Southern
Southern
University out of Baton Rouge.
Well, when they serve up that
L.
Butt kicking.
Serve them L.
That's
serve
that right. L. Look for Dion, perhaps, in Boulder with the Buffs. Last night at the ASU Buffs game, which was won basically by a buzzer beater by ASU. Forks up, y'all. Ooh, that stung. Bad loss. Yee. Wah.
The CU's had a couple of those this year.
The students were chanting, "We want Dion," at the basketball game. Hey, coach.
Really?
A little spirit. I know Cincinnati.
They're going to love him. They're going to love him up there.
I know Cincinnati's like supposedly the
sleeper.
Well, yeah. I guess. But boy, oh boy, oh boy. Man, we're hearing from everywhere. Sua Cravens is reporting it. Sua's become a reporter, media person.
I like Sua.
Sua had an interesting time here.
He just did it. Sometimes your body just doesn't cooperate. You know what I mean? Like, yeah. The dude had all the. He knows how to read an offense. That was the one thing he could do. Like, he just.
But he's like full bore media. He's a big SC guy and does all sorts of stuff for them. So he's repping the Pac-12. So he's putting it out there, and then we got some birdies up there in Boulder.
And I'm sure he, like, if anybody's going to know somebody, you know what I mean?
I would say Sua would be one of them.
I think he'd be a pretty good source.
Yeah, I mean, every indication is that Dion's going to be a leading the Buffs, riding on Ralphie to the rescue, Dion Sanders. I don't know, man. I'd be a little tempted to get my butt up to Boulder for that press conference. I might find that a little entertaining.
Me too?
Yeah, well, I don't think they'd stop you. Yeah, it's a CU press conference. Yes, you know. Go right in. Nobody's, you know. I think Platty's retiring. I think he's,
he's moving,
done, right?
Yeah, he's moving to more of a reserve role behind the scenes to kind of help officiate certain things.
Yeah, but he's got to be, this is a good one for him to go out on, though, mm-hmm. for Dave Platty, legend.
Yes, I would agree.
In terms of just walk-off pressers. Dave's got to do this one. This is going to be his big walk-off presser.
I couldn't agree, man. He deserves it, man. He's been a part of the CU awesome. Fabric for a long time.
Dave's awesome. All right, so we'll see where that goes. See where that goes. Dion. Meanwhile, the Broncos practicing inside today.
It was windy.
No, I'm all right with that. Who
can't get anything done? You can't throw any passes or anything.
Hard to talk. It's just whatever.
Yeah, the wind. And then when you have when you have your helmet on and the wind's ripping, it just sounds like a wind tunnel. It's like,
how's that turf down there at M&T Bank?
It's grass.
Just pure grass?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. All
right. It's good.
It's good. Yeah, I don't know. How often you got to be outside? Who knows? Who knows, man?
Well, I mean, if it's windy out, then...
What's the point?
You're not going to get much work done, you know, because nobody can hear. Nobody can throw. You can't throw a football.
I don't care like crap like that. You can practice inside every day as far as I'm concerned. It doesn't bother me. And Greg Penner, and I don't know why it's actually a big deal that they were there at practice.
Yeah, they own the team.
I mean, shouldn't they be at work?
That's really not their job. Yes. They're the owner.
No, but I mean, what's the big deal? What, they walk from their office?
That's like being like, oh, I saw somebody get in their Ferrari. Big deal.
Well, maybe it is a big deal.
It's their toy.
Hey, maybe it is a big deal that they're in the office. I don't know.
It must be, because they must not be around a lot.
Well, I mean, it's being reported today like it's like something special.
I feel like they should be there more, not a big deal when they actually are there.
You ever spend time up on the top floor there? You ever, for any reason, just in those offices?
Just for doing like the post-game stuff that I would do with Todd.
That's it. 23 years, I've never been up to those offices, ever. Never.
Oh, wait, you're talking about the...
At the building.
I thought you were talking about in the indoor.
The indoor. No. I'm talking about...
Oh, yeah, I've been up in those offices, yeah.
Like the Muckety Mucks office.
Like the coach's offices?
Yeah.
Yeah, I've been up there a bunch.
For what reasons?
Talk to Bill, go up there and hang out with Bill.
Oh,
Bill's,
okay.
You know what I mean? And talk to Elway.
Just what's up?
Yeah, you know? You got me wanting to say it now. Stop.
What up, everybody? Is everybody working today? What are you guys doing in there?
Yeah, what are you guys doing?
What's up?
Hey.
Hey, what's happening? I almost feel like,
you almost had to dump somebody twice.
Go watch yourself. I'm feeling saucy today. You never know.
Right. Yeah, that's getting me fired up.
I'll lead you down a path.
Oh, well.
You know why he's fired up? Because he's going to get to go goose hunting.
Yeah.
All right. Yeah. You ready?
He's committed to it.
I feel like it's more like I'm being forced to go goose hunting.
And by the way, I talked to Sitka today. They're going to send you some bibs and a jacket.
I like it.
Which is like $1,000 value.
You're kidding me.
Dead serious.
Can I ski in it?
Yeah.
Because I'm going to want to wear it more than once.
Yeah, you could ski in it.
All right. That might look kind of cool, skiing in that stuff.
It might not be able to see you. Stay out of the trees. We won't be able to see you in there. It'll keep you warm, though.
That's all we're looking for.
They actually, Sitka just did a, trying to like push Sitka, but they did it, like you're talking about skiing, but they did a collab with Black Diamond.
Okay.
Yeah, so
that's
they
a brand
like,
I know.
Yeah, so they're into it.
I want to get an outfit, like a real ski outfit, but it just looks like jeans, like old, you know, like it, so I look like, you know.
Well, there's
just
a company called Dope.
Do they do like jean looking ski gear?
Yeah.
That would be a riot.
Yeah.
Like I'd have it all bunch up at the top of my boots, you know, just look like I had a fake Wrangler patch off of it, you know, something like that.
And then they have,
and I just shred.
That company 686. Yeah. You've probably seen that one before. That company has some denim looking pants. And
I'd like to get like the denim look. I think that'd be, you know, stupid cool. You
should just wear Wranglers out there.
Yeah, well, that'd be funny. It'd be cold.
With a flannel and a cowboy hat.
Well, it wouldn't be the first time.
Smoking a heater on the way down.
KJ, when we getting KJ on a snowboard, though, this year?
Oh, I was thinking about it today.
When
I was
we
like,
getting KJ on a snowboard?
I was like, we need to talk Dustin.
Oh, Dustin, yeah. I mean, anytime.
And get him up there.
No, this is on KJ.
We could go this weekend. KJ.
No. I got stuff to do.
Open invite. It's on KJ.
Hey, look, in all seriousness.
You don't have to twist my arm.
In all seriousness, how about in the new year?
Let's do it. It's like a month away.
I know, man, but that's just how much stuff I got to handle.
You got that much stuff.
I'm trying to tell you.
Oh, KJ's right. a busy dude.
I'm tell you, man. If I tell you, I'm going to tell you later, man.
How about this? Adam Schefter reporting, Courtland Sutton. Jerry Jeudy was practicing today, but I don't know. KJ's out. But, dude, crazy. Sutton, Jeudy, Hamler may all be out. They cut Melvin Gordon, and Javonte's done.
Well, it's Friday. They still got to.
I'm just saying, man.
They got another deal.
I'm sticking up for Russ maybe here, just a pinch.
I don't know. If you go watch the film breakdown.
Oh, that was depressing, wasn't it?
From that last game.
JT O'Sullivan.
I mean, man. I knew it was bad, but like I sometimes as a D lineman, I get like locked in on what's going on up front, right?
Right, right.
And the blocking and stuff. But he had a ton of time where he could have stepped up.
All right, you're talking about the JT O'Sullivan film breakdown, mm-hmm. which is pretty cool because, like, he gets, like, really frustrated and starts just cursing everything.
Yeah.
Which is a very different way
to look. It's for, like, 30 minutes.
Yeah, but it's, like, I've never seen a film breakdown where a guy's like, you know, Jiminy Christmas and what the are they doing? I mean, and it's, like, that after that after that. So we'll give you some details on that. The ESPN story that, shocking, Nathaniel Hackett was brought here for Aaron Rodgers. Now this is a story? Now we're figuring this out? And then our good friend George Carl.
Broncos.
Oh, you're joking. Like this is breaking
news. I'm totally joking.
Right. Then our friend George Carl along the way. We got our boy Mace after 3 o'clock. A fun day for you here on a Friday on The Drive on The Fan.
A Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Here's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolfe and D-Mac.
Our guy Bob Call making a visit. My man Bob Call. Let it breathe a little bit, KJ. Come on. I'm sorry, what?
Yeah, we just got news that Joshua Dobbs worked out for the Broncos today. So,
all right, who's that? Yeah.
It sounds so familiar, Joshua Dobbs.
Yeah.
Former quarterback at Tennessee, played for the Steelers, Tampa Bay.
Wait a second.
I think the Pittsburgh Steelers have a guy from Cherry Creek on their roster, I think.
What?
I think, yeah, I'm almost positive.
Okay.
Right. My wife told me this.
Yeah, let me double check that for you.
Right. Well, Centennial League representing.
Isn't Cherry Creek playing Valor in the state championship?
Can you believe it?
Big surprise.
Two scrappy underdogs. How do they do it?
Good luck. They're really fighting for resources.
Good luck to all the kids and the parents and all that. But my goodness, Coach Logan, good luck, Dave. Go get him. I root for the public school, man.
Oh, yeah. I'm always rooting for the public school.
I mean.
And because my daughter goes there. So
I know when you say Cherry Creek, you roll your eyes at a public school, but it is a public school.
It is public.
It is a public school in the Cherry Creek School District. I think Valor and Regis and Ken, you guys want to have football? You want to play by different rules? Well, just play each other.
Property taxes in Cherry Creek is just as much as what it costs to go to Valor. So
I got a little issue with the private schools competing against the public schools, but I root for the Pirate. No offense to the parents over there at Valor. No, plenty of nice people there. But go Creek.
I give my daughter the option to go to Valor or
she gonna go
Creek.
Is she going to go to the game?
No, she can't. She has to go up to Wyoming this weekend.
Okay.
She's not happy about it, but
sure,
whatever.
It's a big thrill for the kids to play out. Is the game in Empower Field?
Yeah.
Oh, all right. Yeah. All right.
I think so. I mean, it usually is.
Oh, are you just saying it is, even though you
guys? Well, because I remember watching Christian McCaffrey play in a state championship.
Have they always had the game there? I think they have. But they do the state basketball championships at the Denver Coliseum, which is stupid. They don't play at the Ball Arena. Wrestling, though, is at Ball Arena. Baseball, they do not do the state baseball championships at Coors Field. They should, but they don't. Chassa, dude, that's a whole nother world, the high school stuff. How knowledgeable are you about the high school scene around here? High school sports scene.
I mean, I pay attention to a little bit of it. A
little bit?
Yeah. I know Cherry Creek has a bunch of kids going Division I.
Yeah, Cherry Creek is, they have Division I violinists. They have the Division I SAT takers. They have
their women's lacrosse team dominant.
They have dominant everything.
Yeah,
their math club is dominant.
Yeah,
there's nothing Cherry Creek isn't dominant at.
So my daughter is part of the Future Business Leaders of America.
Yeah, which is
dominant.
Of course, a shocker. But it is a public school.
Yep.
Why are the Broncos trying out quarterbacks? Why are you trying out quarterbacks, Broncos? Oh, well.
You could rack your brain trying to figure out why they're doing what they do.
Brain trying out quarterbacks. All right, here's who's out. Dakota Allen, Andrew Beck, KJ Hamler, Jonathan Harris. Questionable. Cortland Sutton is questionable. Damn, man. So he's not on the injury report Wednesday or Thursday, and Friday, Cortland Sutton is questionable. Jeez. Illness. Jerry Jeudy is questionable. K'Wan Williams is questionable. How about the Ravens? Ronnie Staley is questionable. Okay. Marlon Humphrey is questionable. Other than that, they're pretty healthy, actually. They're in good shape over there. Lamar was on the injury report earlier, but he's not now. He's full. He's good. So, here, that's the battle this weekend. You're going against a pretty healthy team, top to bottom. And then your buddies there, all your pals, your palsy walsies there with the Ravens.
All these guys,
yeah.
Ben Cleveland, awesome dude.
Yeah. Who's a jerk? Why don't you just tell us who on the Ravens is a big jerk? We don't.
That's the one thing about Baltimore. That organization, man, they bring in good dudes. Like the dudes that are on that team are like solid.
Yeah, I know,
dudes.
But is this boring reporting? Hey! What? This guy's a good guy. We want
my guy. He's a giant.
Who's
he's
that?
An absolute. He's sick. Ben Cleveland. He's 6'8", 360 pounds, and he is solid muscle.
Yeah.
Out of Georgia.
Well, he's playing. He's 6'6" guard. Guard.
He's 6'8".
He's a 6'8" guard.
Mm-hmm.
So slow feet, strong as a bull.
Yep.
But kind of
give him a little wiggle, get him moving.
Get him on roller skates. Yeah. He might be in trouble.
Because Harbaugh was like, "Hey, you need to help us develop this kid." And I was like, "What do you want me to do?" He's like, "Get his feet moving." I'm like, "All right."
So we were watching this. I'll play a little bit. This is JT O'Sullivan. Now, I understand, like, Kurt Warner has film breakdown. I've seen some other. I hadn't seen JT O'Sullivan do film breakdown of the Broncos. In fact, when I was watching it, he was like, well, I really don't do film breakdowns of bad quarterbacks. That's what he said. He really would rather stay on the positive tip.
On winning quarterbacks, yeah.
But he said, I had to do this about Russell Wilson because I had to find out. So this is the tone of it.
Let's be honest about this thing. There are errors everywhere. But Russell Wilson has as much, if not more, than anybody else. And that's just the truth of the film. And just because there's a couple good plays doesn't take anything away from the sloppy footwork, the weird decision-making, a lot bad. Week 12, Russell Wilson, it's bad, y'all. The film is as bad as I would have thought. I think the nicest way I can put it is that Russell Wilson really looks like almost like a funhouse mirror of what he was. And what that means in a gentle way is that the explosiveness, the change of direction, the playmaking ability, it's just not there.
And he goes on and on and on. And this isn't
you,
just...
I highly suggest that you guys go listen to it because or watch it because it shows you, it breaks it down like his footwork and his inability to see things that are right in front of him that he should be able to see. You know, things that are right in his line of sight that should not... It shouldn't be a mistake. They're first downs. And then he also talks about how receivers are running short routes instead of getting to the sticks and making sure they're like a yard past the sticks so they can, you know, get the first down.
Yeah, the film is pretty depressing because it's not, it focuses on Russ, but there's other major breakdowns. This guy has no, he's got no horse in the race. You know, he doesn't, he doesn't care. He's just doing this. Yeah. He's just looking at it and breaking it down. So, yeah, Russ has some serious issues, for sure. But holy cow, the way he goes through just, like, run blocking is bad. Protections are bad.
Well, yeah, there's that one play on the goal line, or when they're, where are they at? On they're coming out of the end zone.
Was at the 4-yard, but there was another one where they were trying to go into the end zone.
Yeah, there's one where they're trying to go in, and then, like, Dulcich just whiffs. Takes a terrible step. Steps, like, it's like never took a run blocking step ever in his life.
Oh, when the edges collapse.
Yeah.
Yeah. And yeah, that's like at the 5-yard line, you get a TFL.
Yeah.
The edges just, they whiff. Both edges whiff. Party at the running back.
It's bad.
Latavius Murray gets bull rushed and gets knocked on his ass.
I mean, he's a running back.
Kendall Hinton doesn't, you know, the route, he kills the Broncos receivers on their routes. Just absolutely destroys them.
Yeah, but he talks a lot about how bad the route running has been.
And then... Or alongside, he is pointing out the specific mechanical issues with Russell Wilson. Drifting to the left, happy feet in the pocket.
What's going on with him, Jake Heaps?
That doesn't move up when he should.
That's bad coaching.
And he's saying, we've heard this before, it's like high school football would figure this stuff out. So the question isn't about Russ's personal life or all this other yippy-skippy stuff.
Birthday parties and bathrooms
nothing
and all
about
that stuff. None of that stuff matters.
It's about, like, what is going on? Why are his basic quarterback mechanics so bad? And you know what, Derek? I don't think any of us have an answer to that. I don't know why.
I don't know why. I think I know why. I think it's because Jake Heaps is a bad coach.
Do you think it's just a bunch of mixed messages?
Yeah, I think Jake Heaps is a yes man. When you can't be the one to hire your own coach because he's going to tell you what you want to hear.
So check it out for yourself. We'll play more of what JT O'Sullivan had to say. We'll get into the ESPN report about...
What was that?
Oh, this is just a little...
Oh, just a glitch?
It's a little glitch in the system, dude. Don't worry about the glitches in the system.
Let's be honest about this thing. There are errors.
Okay.
Glitch in the Matrix.
And if I put it on pause and I hit play to stop it?
It's everywhere.
I gotta do that.
He says it's so, like, depressing, dude.
What's entertaining about it, though, is these random curse words that come out, too. Like, he's so frustrated with it.
Well, he's an ex-player, right?
He is an ex-player. He's a journeyman, but so what? You know, you're an ex-player. All you do is study film.
If you played quarterback... In high school, or you played quarterback in high school and college, and then in the NFL, you know how to read offenses or defenses, and you know what the footwork's supposed to look like. And
he's doing it with all the Telestrator stuff. He's breaking it all down. So this was kind of the, like, whoa moment of no birthday parties, no Instafaces,
No high knees.
Nothing about that. It was just purely...
No Wolverine blood.
It was simply just football stuff. And on the football stuff, and you ask, is a dip or a decline? And I hear a lot of people saying, well, the coaches would get them better. The better coaches would. I mean, maybe that's the case. But it seriously looks like Russell Wilson has to go back to quarterback school. And you really do wonder how somebody with that much experience can be that far off ever. So then you go in, then you go into the psychological reasons. Then you go into self-doubt and failure and fear of failure and trying to do too much.
Well, he shows
you get into that.
He shows him getting hawked by a D-end, like hawked. He's trying to get out of the pocket, and he shows the D-end just like he looks like he runs a 4-2. Like
hawked is getting caught from behind.
Yeah.
We'll dig into more of it. It's fascinating stuff. We'll talk to Mace about it. George Karl gives us a preview of the Nuggets taking on the Hawks. Speaking of Hawks, that's next.
It's a Bud Light Football Friday. Bud Light, official beer sponsor of the Denver Broncos. Here's The Drive with Super Bowl 50 champion Derek Wolfe and D-Mac.
Spoon Man, Hall of Famer coach George Karl, presented by Bet Rivers Sportsbook. Coach, so Michael Malone on Monday, they're playing the Rockets and they kill the Rockets and he benches the starters in the fourth quarter. Not benches, you know, he doesn't have to play him. He rests him, right? So the next game, these home and home series, which I kind of like, they're playing the Rockets again, and they're blowing their doors off. But they blew their doors off in the first half, not the second half. And Coach Malone puts all the starters into the game up by 20 with 6 minutes to go. What message do you think he's sending there, and do you like that?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I saw that a little bit. I don't like to overreact to blowout wins against a bad basketball team. I think there's a lot of kind of behind-the-curtain stuff going on in situations like that. And, I like this team because the bench, I think, is going to be really good.
Go ahead, Coach.
I always liked my team to have a competitive spirit between the first unit and the second unit in practice. When we practiced, I liked to see them go after each other. And I didn't mind a lot of trash talking in that situation.
Okay.
Because the competitive spirit makes it better. And that makes your practices better. It makes the guys who are trying to get more minutes feel like they're part of the team. And I think their depth is really good. Some nights they win because the starters are damn good. Some nights they win because Jokic is so damn good. And some nights they win because their bench comes in and gives them a lift.
We were having a debate about the best Nuggets team of all time. And I think it might be this one, but the Chauncey team that you coached came into the conversation. Chauncey Mello, that team. What team do you think is actually a better team?
Well, I'm always going to be a little more biased to my guys. You know, I think Jokic is the greatest Nugget ever to play the game. I think Jokic right now is an MVP candidate as much this year as ever before. If you're talking about value, what Jokic is doing is not statistically impressive, but what he's doing in about meshing this team together, bringing Murray back, being supportive of Porter, breaking in two guys that they just picked up this summer, and making them feel part of this. This is the most mature team the Denver Nuggets has had in the last 5 or 6 years.
If they don't win a championship in the next 2 years, will they have blown it?
Well, I think they won't have blown it because they're losing it this year. But they might have blown it because they haven't gotten into the higher rank of playoff basketball in the past years. I know everybody wants to talk about the bubble year. I don't put a lot of credence in the bubble because all the games were played on a neutral site. I know everybody was playing the same court. But the thing about playoff basketball is usually 3 or 4 times in a playoff championship run, you have to go into Portland, or you have to go into L.A., or you have to go into a tough place and win. And this team hasn't really shown me that yet. even though they've been a very good road team in the last couple of years, last year they were actually a better road team than a home team. This year they're establishing their schedule by winning on the road. And I think that's very impressive. But, I mean, it's a long way to go. I think the next 2 months of the season are the most difficult part of their schedule. You know, early in the season, their games were 70% were against non-playoff teams. The next 2 months, 70% of their games are against playoff caliber basketball teams. And I think that it's going to be a good test for them. I like where they are. And they're out on the road tonight.
Yep.
And I think Atlanta will give them some trouble because I really think Denver has trouble covering guards more than big guys. And Atlanta has two really top-notch point guards.
All right, Coach. Well, we appreciate it. Yeah, it starts 3 out of 4 on the road, and then they're home for a good chunk of time. Coach, we appreciate it. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you soon.
Okay, guys. Enjoy. Celebrate.
All right. George Karl, our Nuggets analyst, presented by Bet River Sportsbook. Download and listen to Coach Karl's podcast, Truth Plus Basketball, on Apple, Spotify, or YouTube. Learn more about Coach Karl's company at truthplusmedia.com. Derek, championship expectations create what kind of pressure throughout the course of a year? Good pressure or bad pressure? Say that again?
On. Oh. Pressure is either felt or applied.
What does that mean?
That means that you either feel pressure or you apply the pressure. So championship teams apply pressure. They don't feel pressure.
Hmm.
John Fox.
It's a good one. Foxy. That's a good one.
A lot of Navy SEALs told us that as well. And fighter pilots.
Here's one for you. I asked Aaron Gordon this about Bones Highland last year. Because Bones is this rookie who's just the confidence level for a rookie. I mean, Derek, it was, you know, it was kind of out of control. So I asked Aaron Gordon, I said, can you ever be too confident in relation to, you know, a young guy, Bones Highland? What do you think he said to that question? Can you ever be too confident?
No.
He said no.
No, because there's a difference between confidence and arrogance.
Right. That's what he talked about as well. He said basically to play at this level, there's just no such thing as being too confident.
No, because the second that you doubt yourself is the second that somebody takes advantage of that doubt.
Can you feel that when you're going against somebody?
Whenever you're taking their will?
Yep. Can you feel it?
Yep.
How do you feel it? How can you tell?
It's their body language.
Really?
You can see it. And then when they won't look you in the eyes.
Oh, it's going to be a great feeling, huh?
It is. You knew. I got him.
I'm just taking his soul.
I got him. His soul is mine.
I think that there's a difference. Well, that is an interesting question with the Broncos, isn't it, man? Like, where are they at with this stuff? Where is the confidence level? How quickly can you get your soul taken? I'm sure everybody starts the game feeling pretty confident.
Yeah, but as the game goes on, you can see that confidence level.
But you watch,
it's like, okay, on defense, we go out and get a three and out or get a turnover. Like, they just do nothing with it, so.
Yeah, it wears out.
It's just like, man, it just.
Couldn't you see it last night with the Bills and the Patriots?
Yeah, the Patriots really just were like.
They had a little bit. How about what the Patriots? Did you guys catch what the Patriots did? They used a punt returner who plays defense on an offensive play. Mm-hmm. And his first offensive play ever, he scores a touchdown. Gee, what an amazing idea. Who would have ever thought of using a really skilled, talented player in an offensive manner? Gee, I can't imagine doing that.
Crazy idea.
Well, what a bananas
idea.
You're
nuts.
You know, he could have got hurt.
Playing football?
He could have got hurt playing football. I mean, what a crazy damn idea. Well, where are the Broncos mentally? Our guy, Andrew Mason, joins us in the studio next.
What's up, guys? Derek Wolf here. If you're trying to plan out your holiday feast this year, I've got the plan for you. Bison meat from my friends at Great Range Premium Bison. Bison meat will add a unique flavor to everything from your holiday meals to your tailgate chili, and it's healthier than other red meats, too. It's flavorful, clean, and hearty with some nice, sweet-tasting undertones. I'm telling you guys, once you try it, you'll be hooked. Plus, you can check out tons of awesome recipes at greatrangebison.com. So pick some up today at your local grocery store. Trust me, you'll love the taste of Great Range Premium Bison this holiday season.